I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
As we streak towards Election Day, the presidential candidates were both in the area this week. And on The Week in Philly, we will start with the Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. She was in Bucks County on Wednesday, and KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there as well. She joins us now. And Pat, Bucks County, only Philadelphia area county with a bit of a GOP tilt when it comes to voter registration. So this really did seem like the perfect place for Harris to talk about getting Republican support. And that really was the focus of this event at Washington's Crossing.
Yeah, she spoke under a banner that said country over party. And that was really the theme. She noted the importance of Washington's Crossing, where George Washington launched a pivotal surprise attack on British troops, to the founding of our democracy and the Constitution. And she made the case that those things are in jeopardy under a Donald Trump presidency. Among her arguments, the January 6th insurrection and his most recent statements, particularly, she pointed out his statement that he would go after the enemy within.
He considers any American who doesn't support him or bend to his will to be an enemy to our country.
Outrageous.
And further, he says that as Commander-in-Chief, he would use our military to go after them.
So this was a real appeal to patriotism. And she acknowledged it was an unusual request to ask Republicans to vote for the Democratic candidate.
In a typical election year, you all being here with me might be a bit surprising, dare I say unusual. But not in this election. Because at stake in this race are the democratic ideals that our founders and generations of Americans before us have fought for.
To sweeten the pot, she pledged to appoint a Republican to her cabinet and to establish a council on bipartisan solutions to issues facing the country. She said, nobody has a corner on good ideas.
And this was not a one-off. The vice president has been pretty laser-focused throughout her campaign, especially, I would say, over the last month or so, on picking off disaffected Republican voters really throughout here as she's been running.
Yeah, quite a few lifelong Republicans say Trump doesn't represent their conservative values. More of them are saying they like Harris. They like her as a person. They believe she's committed to democratic values and decency. And as one of her early converts, former Congressman Adam Kinzinger said yesterday,
whatever policies we disagree on pale in comparison to those fundamental matters of principle, of decency, of fidelity to this nation.
Which goes back to a longtime theme of Biden and now Harris. There's more that unites us than divides us. And, you know, some of those converts are finding that today's Republican Party really doesn't like dissent of any kind. They don't want to hear from Trump opponents. And that would include the couple who introduced her. They came out early for Harris. They appeared in an ad and they feared they were going to lose their business, which is a farm stand in Malvern, because they got so attacked by fellow Republicans. And then they found that Harris supporters tried to buffer the threats that they were receiving and, you know, showed them a lot of support.
So past this event, I'm curious, as someone who's talking to local polls constantly, what are you hearing from local Democrats about the state of the race?
Well, they're optimistic, but they're worried. You know, Harris has only been in the race like, what, 100 days? Trump's been running for 9 years. So the polls are close, even in Pennsylvania, which Biden won as much by picking off Republican votes in rural areas as by Philadelphia turnout. But that turnout can be decisive if it's large. And President Biden was concerned enough to come speak to the city committee fall dinner. And he said, what you turn out will determine the outcome of this election.
We have to talk to our friends, our families, our neighbors, our coworkers. We have to beat back the lies with truth. And most of all, we have to vote and get out the vote.
Now, committee chair Bob Brady says he's on it. They're using data to door knock and call voters. They have 500 or 600 people out every weekend, union volunteers. But he says even he's worried.
Being worried means you got to get out there and do something. And we're going to do that.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. KYW's Pat Loeb joining us. And we will have more on the Week in Philly coming up, including a look at Donald Trump's interesting stop in Oaks. Stay with us.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.